Large waves are crashing onto the beaches of Galveston Island under a darkening sky. Local officials are urging anyone who has not already left the coastal areas to get out now. Hundreds of thousands of people took that advice Thursday, and vehicles moved slowly but steadily up highways leading up from the coast through Houston and to destinations farther inland. As officials conferred with meteorologists tracking Hurricane Ike early Friday, they looked for signs that the eye of the massive storm might be moving up the coast away from Houston, as Hurricane Rita did in September 2005. But Houston Mayor Bill White says this storm is coming right at the city.
This particular hurricane took a turn towards the north, towards us, with fairly short notice, but now all the scientific models converge. The storm is coming here.
Federal and state officials are also on hand preparing for what is likely to be a major disaster. Federal officials are estimating $3 billion in damage to the area as the storm moves inland in the coming hours. The first danger is from the storm surge, which could be higher than 6 meters in some coastal areas. Experts say 9 out of 10 people killed by hurricanes are victims of the surge and flooding caused by the surge. The next danger comes from high winds, which could be well above 100 kilometers an hour even after the storm comes over land and begins to lose strength. Heavy rains also pose a threat because the Gulf of Mexico waters will be so high that normal drainage will be curtailed. Ike is currently a Category 2 hurricane, although it could strengthen to a Category 3 storm in the coming hours. Experts say the characteristic that makes it so dangerous is that it covers a wide area, bringing high water to virtually the entire Texas coastline and threatening much of East Texas, parts of Louisiana, and even some states to the north with flooding and wind damage. Hurricane Ike has also closed down a large part of the U.S. oil and gas industry. More than 700 platforms in the Gulf were evacuated earlier this week, and companies operating refineries in the Houston area are also closing down operations. Around 25% of all U.S. domestic oil production comes from the Gulf of Mexico, and refineries in this area account for 23% of domestic oil processing. The hurricane is not expected to have much impact on New Orleans, which was devastated by Hurricane Katrina 3 years ago. At that time, thousands of evacuees from New Orleans found shelter in Houston. New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin says now is the time for his city to return the favor.
I had a call into Mayor White this morning. First responders and anything else he needs is at his disposal, and we'll be ready to go when he makes the call. This is our opportunity to say to our friends in Houston and in Texas that we want to take care of you since you've taken care of us.
New Orleans has yet to fully recover from Katrina and has just over half the population it had before the hurricane. Images of Katrina's devastation are still fresh in the minds of people here in Houston and all along the Gulf Coast as another monster storm approaches land. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.